జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజవిహారి Thank you.
Prabhupada, Paramus Praja Chandra, Asadara Sadasri Shimad, Esi Bhakti Vidanda Swami Maharaj, Shri Prabha Ki Jai, Prantara Shima Bhagatam Ki Jai, Gopram Nandiri. Give me a minute. Is it on over there?
Yeah, everything's on.
If we don't work, then we don't need it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Today we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 71. The Lord travels to Indraprastha. Text number 1 and 2. Sri Shuka Vacha.
Sri Shuka Vacha.
Ityudiritam Akhanya.
Ityudiritam Akhanya. Ityudiritam Akhanya.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Sri Shuka Vacha.
Sri Shuka Vacha.
Ityudiritam Akhanya.
Ityudiritam Akhanya.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Shishuka
Vacha.
Ityudiritam Akhanya.
Ityudiritam Akhanya.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Sabhyanam Matam Agyaya.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Krishnasya cha Mahamati.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Devashe Udavo Bravit.
Subhanyam Matam
Sri Shuka Vacha. Shukadev Goswami said. Iti. Thus. Udiritam. That which was stated. Akanya. Hearing. Devarishe. By Narada. The sage of the demigods. Udava. Udava. Abravit. Spoke. Sabyana. Of the members of the royal assembly. Matam. The opinion. Agyaya. Understanding. Krishnasya. Of Lord Krishna. Cha. And. Mahamati. Great minded. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, having thus heard the statements of Devashi Narada and understanding the opinions of both the assembly and Lord Krishna, the great minded Uddhava began to speak. Can you hear in the back there? Text 2. Sri Uddhava Vacha Yat Uktam Rishina Deva Sachivyam Yakshatastvaya Kayam Paitri Sores Yasya Rakshacha Saranaishinam. Sri Uddhava said, O Lord, as the sage advised, you should help your cousin fulfill his plan for performing the Rajasua sacrifice, and you should also protect the kings who are begging for your shelter. Purport. Devashi Narada wanted Lord Krishna to go to Indraprastha and help his cousin Yudhisthira perform the Rajasua sacrifice. At the same time, the members of the royal assembly strongly desired that he defeat Jarasandha and rescue the kings he was holding prisoner. The great-minded Uddhava could understand that Lord Krishna desired to do both things, and thus intelligently advised how both these purposes could be simultaneously accomplished. Om Magyana Timrandasya Kananjana Slakaya Shaksumne Tamyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadhane Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivisesa Sanyavadi Vasicha Desha Tarine. Well, the beauty of the Vanashram system, which is actually real culture, and is that every division of society has a particular role to play. And the brahmanas, the role of the brahmanas are pivotal in upholding society, because they are the brain. As described in Shastra, the brahmanas are like the brain of the human body. The kshatriya are the arms, the vaishyas are the stomach, and the sudras the leg. You require every part of the body. You cannot say, I'll do without the arms, or I do it without the legs. You can survive, but you'll be very much inconvenienced by it. But of course, most important is the brain. Because if the brain is not functioning, then you may have a strong arm, strong legs, good digestion in the summer, you're still like a vegetable. No brain. In fact, if you have strong arms, strong legs, strong stomach, you can become very troublesome to others without brain. Start causing trouble to others. So brain is very important. And the brahmanas play a very important role in the Vanashram system. Not only to they study the Shastra, they know different aspects of the Shastra, they teach it, they provide astrological readings to the householders, and sometimes they're also expert in Ayurveda, how to keep the body healthy. All different aspects of knowledge they're familiar with. And of course, the very qualified brahmanas, they give advice to kings, they give counsel to the kings. And here is a very nice example of how the two work so nicely together. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his omniscience and his three color gyan, he knows past, present and future, yet to show an example, he was seeking the counsel of Uddhava. He was subsequently in a position, in a dilemma. Narada Muni came to invite him to to attend the Rajasua sacrifice performed to be performed by his cousin Maharaj Yudhisthira. This is a very big yajna where Maharaj Yudhisthira is going to be crowned as the emperor of the world. So being a great devotee of Krishna, he obviously wanted Krishna to be present in that event. And not only him, but many of the exalted demigods, kings, they're all going there, mainly just to see him, understanding that Krishna will be there, so they all came there to see him. Just imagine, if you are, let's say you're a disciple of either Japataka Maharaj or Damarita Maharaj, and you heard that he's coming, and you may be traveling a few hundred kilometers just to come to see him. How disappointed you'll be when you come and then he suddenly decided not to come. He changed his plan. You'll be very disappointed. And Krishna is Bhakta Vasala. Devotees are very dear to him. He's very eager to please the devotees. So he was wanting to go, but at the same time, just when Narada Muni showed up, they were actually discussing the plans to attack Jarasandha, because Jarasandha has been giving trouble to Krishna and the inhabitants of Dwarka for a long time. He's been attacking Krishna for 17 times with his vast army, and each time he was defeated. Now they're planning to take the war to his doorsteps and defeat him before he comes again. So the Yadavas were not very keen that Krishna go anyway. He said, we are in the middle of preparing for a war. How can you go anywhere? There's no war without you. There will be no victory. So you have to stay. So Krishna wanted to please both. What shall he do? Actually, in life, very often we find ourselves in such a dilemma. I have to do this, and I also have to do this. What shall I do? We become confused. So Krishna showed, he seeks the advice of Uddhava. Also to demonstrate the brilliance of Uddhava, how he's very learned, very intelligent and very wise. Most of all he's very wise, very experienced in the affairs of the state. And he's saying here, yes, you should fulfill the plan for performing the Rajasuya sacrifice and protect the kings. But at the same time, you should also satisfy the Yadavas to attack Jarasandha. And he gave a solution. In Kami, what they call it, one stone hitting two birds. He gave a solution that fulfilled both purposes. This is the intelligence of the Brahmanas, or someone who is very learned, who is very wise, he can give such counsel. His counsel is built from knowledge and also vast experience in life. Very often when we're in a situation, we see things according to our realization. We see things according to our knowledge and experience in life, and sometimes that perception is very narrow, and we think this is the only way to do things. Very often what happens is that if we see someone making trouble, our first reaction is get rid of him. Isn't it? Just smash, bang, 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 kick, and he's out. Remove the problem by getting rid of the person. But someone who is in knowledge, who has a bit more wisdom, more experience in life, and we think, wait a minute, let's cool down. He can actually deal with that person in such a way that can be rectified. The problem can be removed, but at the same time that person can also still be engaged or can still be safe. This is what the Mayavadis do. The Mayavadis think, this senses is giving me problem. The eyes is too attracted to sense objects. All my senses are attracted to sense objects. So spiritual life means no senses. Cut it out. Get rid of it. But the devotees, with high understanding, they say, no. Senses may be attracted to sense objects, but they're still useful. You can be engaged in Krishna's service. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevana, Bhakti, Vachate. Bhakti means, it's defined as engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. So you find examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam, different occasions, how some devotees were in a dilemma and they asked for advice. This is the lesson we learn. We should not be adverse to asking advice. We should not feel ourselves in a situation that, oh, I know it all. I don't need anyone's advice. I'll figure out everything. An intelligent person knows what his limits are. And he knows when and where to seek counsel whenever it's needed. So in this way, even though we may not be very intelligent or qualified, but if we know where to seek counsel, we become intelligent, we become qualified. Right? By tapping into the qualification and intelligence of others. That's the point. So, like in the case of when Ashwatthama threw his Brahmastra weapon to destroy the womb, the embryo in the womb of Uttara, the wife of Abhimanyu, who is the son of Arjuna. And not only that, Abhimanyu and a few others, they cut off the head. They cut off the head of the five sons of Dhamma while they were sleeping. So Arjuna went and captured him and brought him back. And Bhima was going to kill him. And initially, Draupadi was also upset, but then she cooled down and she said, no, it's actually, you know, as a mother, she felt the pain of his son's death. And they said, why should we cause the same pain to our guru's wife? Because his Abhimanyu was his their only son, son of Dronacharya, his wife. So it was a dilemma. On one hand, Bhima wants Abhimanyu to be killed. And on the other hand, Maharaj Yudhisthira and Draupadi said, no, we should spare him. So who should Krishna, Arjuna satisfy? So Krishna was telling Arjuna, say, what are you going to do now? It seems like a damn if you do and damn if you don't situation. If we spare him to please his wife, Draupadi and Yudhisthira, Bhima was not going to be happy. If you kill Abhimanyu, then Draupadi and Yudhisthira are not going to be happy. What kind of solution is going to come? You can neither kill him nor spare him. So, isn't it sometimes in life we find ourselves in those that kind of situation? So Arjuna, very intelligent, inspired by Krishna, he cut off the hair and cut off the jewel, which actually make him look brilliant. And in this way, deprive him of his brilliance and send him away. So in this way, Ashwatthama was dead but not dead. And he stated that he's still wandering on this planet, wandering around the earth, suffering the reactions of what he has done. So if we don't have knowledge, how would we come up with such a solution? We would never have thought of such a solution, isn't it? The same thing one was following Ekadasi for 1 year and invited to Ashraman Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, he was performing Ekadasi, 1 year Ekadasi Vrata. He was about to break his fast. And Duvashamuni came and invited him, yes, please come and take a meal. And Duvashamuni said, I have to take my bath first. And he went, but it took too long. And he was getting worried. So what should I do? I have to break fast at that particular time. So he consulted the Brahmanas. He consulted his advisor. What should I do now? If I break fast now, then Duvashamuni may be offended that you invite a guest and you eat before the guest. Breach of etiquette. But if I don't break a fast, then I will not be getting the full benefit of my brother. So the Brahmanas came up with a very ingenious solution. He said you drink water. By drinking water, you're breaking fast and not breaking fast. So in this way, everyone should be satisfied. Of course, Duvasa Muni came back and he could understand that Ambarish Maharaj has drank some water. And he took offense from that. And he started going into rage and said, how dare you invited the Brahmana for meal and then you eat before, although he didn't eat, he said, but you eat before you are the guest, so you are not qualified as a king, you know, and now so on. And he became so angry, he took a hair from his head and threw it on the ground, created a demon to destroy Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was such a great devotee. He did not budge an inch. He just stood there, completely surrendered to Krishna. As a devotee, Mare Krishna Rakke, Rakke Krishna Marake. If Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can harm you. And if Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. He just stood there, completely surrendered to Krishna, and completely depending on the mercy of Krishna. These are the symptoms of surrender. To always feel the protection of Krishna, always depend on the mercy of Krishna. So he was exhibiting that those qualities, just stood there. And me, the Sudarshan Chakra came. The heat from Sudarshan Chakra was greater than the heat created by this demon. And immediately the demon recognized and he surrendered to Sudarshan Chakra. And Sudarshan Chakra started chasing Duvasa Muni. He didn't wait around Duvasa Muni, he started flying off. And Sudarshan Chakra was flying after him, right behind his neck. And he could feel the heat. He flew everywhere. He went to Indra, he went to Shiva, and not Brahma. None of them want to get involved. He said, that's between you and Ambarish Maharaj and the Lord. We don't want to get involved. He even went to Vaikuntha. And Lord Narayana said, I cannot do anything. You have offended my devotee. So only by taking shelter of the devotee and begging for forgiveness can you be free. So he went all the way to Vaikuntha and went all the way back. And Ambarish Maharaj was still waiting for him. He said, you left so quickly. Where do you go? We're still waiting for you for lunch. 400 feet of Ambarish Maharaj and beg for forgiveness. And what the Ambarish Maharaj do, he said, he prayed to Sudarshan Chakra. He said, whatever austerities I will perform, whatever pious activities I will perform, I bestow all this benefit on this Brahmana. Please leave him alone. And Sudarshan Chakra left to see the greatness of the devotee. That's why the devotional service of Ambarish Maharaj is often, the example is often used. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. That his, first of all, Ambarish Maharaj will fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And what's the next line, Mataji? Walking slow. So, and the mouth, the tongue is always vibrating the transcendent glories of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha was samsi, nanani. The body in touching the body of the devotees, the head in bowing down to the deities, the ears in hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the eyes in seeing the deities, the nose in smelling the flowers that offered to Krishna, the tongue in tasting tulasi, the feet in bringing one to places of pilgrimage. So in this way, Ambarish Maharaj was engaging all of his senses in the service of Krishna. Completely surrendered. Therefore, when one is completely surrendered, then he's also completely under the protection of Krishna. And nobody can harm. Even a great, great sage like Duvasa Muni could not harm him. This example also shows how powerful the devotees are, how more powerful they are than great yogis and sages, because they have the protection of the most powerful. and how they become. They're not powerful just on their own, but because they're connected with the source of all power, the powerhouse. That's how devotees are powerful. So therefore devotees, by the mercy of Krishna, they can be brilliant in so many things. They can be so brilliant. So here Uddhava was started to begin to give give a solution to the problem, which we will not reveal. We let the other speakers reveal the solution later. But you see the thing here, when Krishna appeared, he may be performing so many pastimes, but he also at the same time, while performing those pastimes for his enjoyment, he's also setting an example. He's setting an example. Now even when he was a young boy, he went to the Gurukul to show that we have to accept a guru to learn the transcendental science, to learn so many things. And here, acting as a king, he's seeking the advice of Uddhava. So even Krishna, by his example, is showing that he's not beyond seeking advice in the affairs of states. So this is a very good example to learn, because in life there's so many complications. The more we involve in the material world, the more our life become complicated. And therefore we come across many situations where sometimes we just get a bit confused, a bit bewildered. What should I do? How should I act in this situation? Therefore it's very comforting to know, oh, there are senior devotees around, there are more learned devotees around, or more experienced devotees around, who can give me advice, or give me some guidance. Because probably they have gone through that. They have gone through this situation before. So we ask, oh, how do you deal with this situation? How should I deal with that situation? So one should have some humility and be able to seek advice whenever it's needed. And have the humility to accept those advice and apply them in our life. Then it becomes easier. Life becomes simpler when we take those advice. Otherwise, if we try to do it on our own, although in the material sometimes they advertise that, they kind of promote that, even this famous singer sing a song, I did it my way. Now he was proud of it, you know, I may have struggled, I may have this, I may have that, so many things gone through, but yet I did it my way. So that's material mentality. I do it my way. Well, sometimes people say my way or the highway. But in devotional life, we follow parampara. We follow parampara. Evam parampara patam. So the path of Krishna consciousness is already been set by the previous acharyas, and everyone is followed the same path. Many in the Bhagavad Gita, in fact, I think in the fourth chapter, that many sages in the past, by conquering over lust, anger and greed and attachment, they have conquered over this and then gone back to Godhead. So it is not, there's no, in a Krishna conscious life, there's no, how to say, there's nothing left to doubts. There's no question marks in anything. There's a solution to everything. Because for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, million years, and so many devotees have traversed this path. And they've all achieved perfection. And basically material world is basically the same. We may think, oh, in previous time things are different. This time, modern world things are different. Maybe more complicated, but the underlying problems are still the same. We still have to overcome lust, anger and greed, attachment to the material world, control of the senses and the mind. It doesn't matter if we live in the previous time or present time, we still have to deal with all these things. Maybe more prominent nowadays, but still it's the same problems are there. It's not that now we have all these problems and previous time people don't have those problems. In the Bhagavatam we hear, even in the heavenly planet sometimes problems are there. Lust is always there in the material world. So how do we overcome all these problems? We have to learn and hear from previous acharyas, from the shastra, what to do. We cannot take the shastra and say, this sounds too far out, or this don't apply to me. No, there's a reason why it's put there. Why all these lessons are put in the scripture? There's a reason for that. For us to, at least we can think and contemplate about it. Maybe in our present situation we may not be faced with such problem, but eventually somewhere along the line we may face with this problem. And then we equip with the knowledge that, this is how the what the Bhagavatam advice. Well, here's an example from this scripture of Maharaj Ambarish, how he dealt with this situation. How Maharaj Yudhisthira deal with that situation. And all throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam you'll find that one devotee seeking the counsel and advice of another senior, more senior devotee. Yep. Even Maharaj Yudhisthira, after the battle was won, still he was not feeling good that he was installed king at the expense of so many lives. So he was still lamenting, and even Krishna could not pacify him. Then Krishna took him to see Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev was lying on a bed of arrows. And this way, Krishna get a chance to glorify Bhishma Dev. When Bhishma Dev was giving instructions to Maharaj Yudhisthira, even in that condition. So Maharaj Yudhisthira is a cousin of Krishna, yet he couldn't seek advice from Bhishma Dev. He says the whole Bhagavatam, Sutta goes, the sages, Naimisharanya, they are asking questions from Sutta Goswami. Maharaj Parish is asking questions from Sukadeva Goswami. And was it Uddhava was asking questions to Maitreya Rishi? So it's all questions answered. Vidura. Questions and answers. One person asking question. If you have any doubts, any thing you know, you ask, and the answer is given. So this is the culture. This is the Vaishnava culture. So here Krishna is no different. Although he is acting as a king, he was put in a seemingly dilemma. What shall I do? And he seeks the counsel of Uddhava. He said, now Uddhava, you please advise, tell us what to do. How can I satisfy both sides at the same time? So are there any comments or questions?
Can you explain before how important the Brahmins are in society, like the brain and the body? So in today's society where no one's born in Bhashram, but only within this kind of week the Prabhupada wants to become Brahmins, and so are we still affecting the rest of society from how we act?
Yes, dear.
Are we still having an effect on the rest of society and how we behave, like if we
definitely
we should be following this, like the Brahminical standard. So if we follow that, is that going to uplift the rest of society even though they're not following
anything? Oh, definitely. Maybe at the present time, maybe not in the vast effect, huge effect, but definitely the effect is there. As the society train up more and more Brahmanas, or the devotees become more and more Brahminically qualified by their examples, by their knowledge, experience, they can guide. At least guide those who come. Maybe we're not be affecting outside as much as we would like to, but people are coming to the temple, people are coming into contact with the Krishna conscious movement, and they're getting guidance. And just like here, we have so many courses Bhakti Risha classes going on, Bhakti Vaibhava classes going on, different seminars are going on, and people are attending and they're learning. Isn't that one of the duties of the Brahmin, to study the Shastra and to teach the Shastra, to worship the deities and teach others how to worship deities, accept donation and giving donation? So it's going on, but we just have to expand it more and more. And in Mayapur also, they're setting up academy, Vrindavan, they started the VIHE, training devotees in different aspects of the philosophy. And nowadays, not only in the philosophy, but different aspects of devotional activities. Mayapur is the same thing. Mayapur have MIHE, Mayapur Institute of Higher Education. So this gradually, all these establishments are getting been set up. And pujaris have been trained, they have deity worship seminars, so pujaris can go there. And now Nishinga Kawajapu is setting up like an institute where they actually give certificate to brahmanas who go through this course. So gradually all these are being set up. Then they go back to their various countries and teach it to the locals. So, and we also see like some devotees are very expert in different fields, like we have Banu Maharaj, very, very learned in so many different fields of knowledge. He's an amazing person. You can approach him and he can, from different shastras, can give knowledge from there. So the resources are there. The graduates just building up more and more and more. In the early days, we didn't know very much. Most of the devotees, they didn't even know Prabhupada's books. In the early days, they thought the books are only for distribution. I remember someone was telling me, the German devotees, they came to see Prabhupada in London. I think it was not the last time Prabhupada went to London, just before that, I think. And they saw him, German stomping into the room. I thought, I'm probably going to say something, that, wow, you're teaching so many books, this is very nice, and all this. And then Prabhupada just asked them, do you know any sloka? And the German devotee was completely stunned by that. What do you mean, asking me sloka? We are book distributors. Why do you ask us about sloka? And then someone finally said, Savadaman Parijaya Mame Kamshana Raja. Then Prabhupada impressed upon them, you have to read my books, you have to study them, you have to know the books. It's not just for distribution. And Prabhupada often lament that they think, I wrote these books only for distribution. Actually, I wrote these books for my devotees, not my disciples. First and foremost, we have to know the books. Then we can teach. And the more we know, and by practicing Krishna consciousness, we gain not only just knowledge but also realization, gain experiences, and we can teach. Just answer the question. And as our society grow, and as our society mature, our influence will be felt more and more. After all, we've been just 40 years. For any society, 40 years is not a very long time. The church took how many hundreds of years to establish itself? So we are just
2000.
So we are just 40 years old. Like they say, life begins at 40. So life is really beginning in this country. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.